Sweet 98.5, Nikki and Spicoli's top teacher.
Nikki and Spicoli morning, Sweet 98.5, talking with this week's top teacher,
Sam Bojanski, Omaha South High School.
Hey, Sam, what's going on?
We have a Halloween event at South that we put on, and I am dressed as a cowboy, head to toe, and it's hot in this building today.
Are we talking like legit costume? Or are we talking?
We're talking. I did my best to find everything at the Goodwill, and it's a legit costume.
So we're talking
impressive.
Jeans, cowboy boots, big old belt buckle, and a cowboy hat.
Big old belt buckle, big old black hat on. Yeah, it's hot. It's sweat.
Talking with Sam Bojanski, this week's top teacher on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings.
We got to learn a little bit about you and why you are a top teacher. It sounds like you are one of the most highly sought after teachers.
Yep, we have a class at Omaha South. Now, I'm a social studies teacher by certification, so I teach a criminal law class. But years ago, we started an education class at Omaha South for students who are interested in becoming teachers or working in a school as a coach or a counselor or a social worker or anything. And the class has really picked up some steam. We started with 8 students about 7 years ago, and now we have over 100 students in the program. It's the largest school program in OPS. It's the largest single school program in the state. We're always very proud of our numbers, and it's just a lot of fun. So yeah, the class is very sought after. It's a lot of fun. Dressing up as a cowboy, I'm sure, helps, but it's cool to see all the kids involved in my job and in my life.
Moving forward to do your job, teachers right now are so understaffed.
Yeah, 8% of the teaching staff nationwide leave the profession. So 8 out of 100 leave the profession. Mm. And in the first 5 years, the most recent stats say nearly half quit in the first 5 years. So it's a tough job.
Right.
A lot of people don't really want to do it anymore. And so my job, my honor here at South, is to recruit students to want to do it. I love it. All my colleagues love it. It's a great job. And I want a bunch of students to become my colleagues here in a couple of years.
We're talking to Sam Bojanski, top teacher here on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings. What motivates you to keep coming back year after year?
I grew up in South Omaha. I actually went to South. I'm a grad of South. 2005 graduated. It's my community. It's my neighborhood. The teachers that I had as a student are still my teachers here. It's weird. I'm still on a last name. I can't call him Sean. It doesn't happen. I live down the street. It's fun to know what I'm doing is going to impact the community. And it has. We've had a lot of students come back that are now teachers. We've had a lot of students that come back and help tutor, that help work events like our Halloween event. And it's cool to know that I hopefully played a little part in spurring some interest in working with kids.
Well, that's one thing that we hear a lot from teachers. And I mean, personally, and also with Spicoli's wife, like she wanted to be a high school English teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went to school for 2 years to be a high school English teacher because my high school English teacher was so incredible. And I wanted to have like that same kind of effect on students because I know how much it meant. And you're doing that in real time. And then you get to work with the people that you bring in and that you taught.
It's pretty cool. I want to brag about it all the time to friends and family because, I mean, it's awesome. I get to see the kids grown up come back and they're making a change. And it's cool to know that as a teacher that we get to make that change early on. And it's generational. I had this one social studies teacher that I had my senior year, still talk to him. And he was just so fun. He was a good dude. He was welcoming, and he's really the reason I wanted to go into education. I just wanted to help students like me enjoy school, and that's what my social studies teacher did.
You make me want to go back to school. Like, you make me want to go back to school.
All of the stars have aligned for you, it feels like.
It really has. I'm very lucky. I'm very fortunate. But really, without it, I don't know where I'd be. I got no idea. But I'm very happy with what I do. I'm very honored. I'm very blessed with what I do.
Sam, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us this morning. It was truly a joy. Also, it's so fun to know that you, as an educator, still can't call your high school teachers by their first name, because I cannot for the life of me. When I run into like my home ec teacher, I'm like, hi, Mrs. Weiss, how are you? I'm like, Connie, I can't call you Connie. I can't.
Call her Connie.
I'm an adult. I should be able to, but it's just, I revert back to like 16-year-old Sam.
Yes.
That just said, hey, I just can't do it still.
Yep. I know. It's so funny.
That's so funny. Now, Sam, you are the kind of teacher that we're looking for on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, along with Huntington Learning Center, Ronald McDonald House, DiGiorgio Sportswear, recognizing teachers and educators in the metro who are working so hard to educate. The top teacher, you will score $100 cash, school supplies, teacher lounge treats, and a whole lot more. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to hook you up. So thank you so much for being our top teacher, and congratulations.
Nikki Spicoli, thank you very much. I'm honored. Thank you for recognizing us and what we do as teachers. I appreciate it a bunch.
Turn your favorite teacher into a top teacher. Nominate them now at sweet985.com to win cash, school supplies, and more. From Huntington Learning Center and Ronald McDonald House, Nikki and Spicoli Mornings and Sweet 98.5.